Now, I spoke to my cousin, who was a year older than me, and he had started work at the foundry equipment. He was there, and I think he said he was on about £4.17 and six a week, something like that. So I'd sort of got a target wage, but I think my leading criteria then was money as opposed to what the job was. So I'd got a target figure in mind. I thought, well, where do I go? So I spoke to my uncle, Walt Harrison, and he worked at the sandpit in Leban Road. And I just said to him, you know, I'm leaving school. Do you know if there's any jobs up the pit? And he said, I'll find out for you. So the general manager there was a gentleman called Stan Pritchard, who lived in Ashburnham Close in Linslade. He said, I'll ask Stan and let you know. And I used to have a paper round when I was about 14 to earn a few pennies before I left school. And I delivered papers to Ashburnham Crescent, to his house. And I put the paper through the door one morning, and he opened the door. This would be about 7 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And he said, oh, your uncle tells me you'd like a job. So I said, yes, please. He said, well, if you come up on Saturday morning, we'll have a chat. So I went up to the pit in Leban Road. It's on Saturday morning, sat down, never been for an interview in my life, no CV, no training on what to do for an interview, just really a bit naive, really, I suppose. Sat down, and he said, your uncle tells me you'd like a job. I said, yes, please. He said, what would you like to do? And I thought, well, work and you pay me. And I really didn't know what to say to him. And he said, well, where do you want to work? And I said, well, I don't know. And he said, well, do you want to go in the quarry? Do you want to go in the workshops? Do you want to go in the office? What do you like to do? I said, well, I don't know. I said, what have you got on offer? And he said, you can be a trainee engineer in the workshops. So I said, okay, how much is that? And I think he said it was something like £7 something a week. And I thought, gosh, that's nearly double what my cousin was getting. So I said, oh, yes, I'd definitely like to be a trainee, without sort of saying, well, what does it mean? What is it? You know, what is there a career? I didn't ask anything like that. And that's it. He said, well, congratulations, you can start in August.